the air control here. We are in the city of Remander. Remander is a place of change, modification, and making differences, both to the human spirit and to the world around you. We are going to follow, through the course of my logs, the stories of the people who make those changes. Current time, 7:30 a.m., Law Headquarters. Agents Torrance and Creed. Okay, Control has some housekeeping to do. Hello, Agents Torrance and Creed.
Hello, Control. Oh.
Hey, what's up? What's poppin', baby?
So, as members of the law enforcement department in Remander, you are now starting a new mission. However, you have been afforded different experiences in your past. Agent Torrance, let's start with you for the housekeeping.
Okay, I'm here, Control.
You currently hold which device out of the digit kills?
Mine would be the one that isn't the kill, the digit.
Digit.
Yeah.
So to remind anyone listening to these logs, the digit allows Agent Torrance to calculate the odds of a scenario, hence assisting him and Agent Creed, Officer Creed, in completing tasks. Agent Torrance was a clerical worker, a desk worker, in the law enforcement department of Remander, and therefore is afforded some bonuses in starting this next mission. I know I didn't tell you to do this, so I have them in front of me.
Okay.
And Control will read you off sort of what this will afford you. In the city of Remander, there is, of course, a merit-based economy. Do you know about the merit-based economy?
No, please tell us about this, Control.
By doing tasks, whether it's your job or favors for people, the citizens of Remander trade what are called credits. Credits are not based in a system of money. You cannot find credits laying on the ground. As law enforcement agents, you have access to what are called law credits. They allow you to upgrade things that nobody else in the world has the ability to upgrade. Things like, let's say, the ability to fly.
Amazing.
As such, when you complete tasks, you're allowed to get better at your tasks. This is a built-in apprenticeship program within the economy of Remander. Your main motivation will be to earn money to make your job easier.
Okay.
In the case of you, a clerical worker, there are certain things that you can buy. You will have access to the spy equipment. You'll have the choice between, you guys can at any moment use your credits, but you have a per diem that you'll be able to spend to talk about all the different things you can buy, because I sent you a document with sort of some of the things that you can get, which we'll go over at the end of this, because you are in Law HQ where all these things are available. But I'm going to read you what spy upgrades you can make to yourself as a former clerical worker. You can choose to hear more, see more, or smell more. This would normally cost you 500 law credits. But in this case, you'll be able to choose a sort of minor version of this. You won't have to spend any credits to get this. You'll start at sort of a higher level. There's also a chemical upgrade. If you'd like to hear the chemical upgrades, I'll read that description now.
Yes, please.
Lab Schmab. With these upgrades, by working with CSI, you can get chemical readouts in the field. So, unfortunately, as you are limited by your bodies, and as Control has no ability to handle or maneuver objects on its own, that's sort of a safety protocol for Control. There has to be a human pilot.
Okay.
You will have to go back to Law HQ in order to get, for example, a sample of some tissue you find on the ground. Like if you find a t-shirt or a fabric, if you want to get that analyzed by CSI, you'll have to go back to Law HQ and log it. Chemical upgrades will allow you to do upgrades within your own body. You can upgrade your body in order
to turn it into a make it a lab that I can analyze substances with.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty dope.
So with your clerical work, you'll be able to have the sort of a half version of the first level of labs, which will allow you base readouts. And with hear more, see more, smell more, that affords you in very vague sort of non-numbers terms, let's say you were trying to figure something out via digit, or let's say you were trying to access something, or let's say you sort of wanted to intuit something, you have just higher senses. Are there people around the corner? Something you might not be able to detect before. Right. This is a literal upgrade to your ears. This is a way of making playing duo easier.
Okay.
So, the smell more, I'm taking that. So if they're wearing a heavy perfume, he can smell it because he can smell more. And then he can just sniff out the criminals, sniff them out.
Yes.
That old-fashioned way. With his sniffer.
Okay.
Like a police dog.
Think of it like with each sense. Like, it is up to the discretion of control, obviously. But think of it like exactly how you would think of it. If you're doing smell more, eventually you're just going to be a tracing dog. You're just going to be a dog that can track people. See more, eventually you're just an eagle. And eventually you could get X-ray vision and gamma vision and microwave vision and radio vision to be able to see, radio waves and things like that. Those are all lights, the things that we can detect using light devices. Same with hear. Do you want to hear through walls? Eventually, by upgrading that, you will obtain that power.
See, if you heard through Torrance's wall, all you'd hear is him doing Sudokus all night. He's a fucking nerd.
Well, Sudokus help me concentrate.
Yeah,
Creed.
Because you're a nerd. Because nerds do Sudoku.
Just I do want to say, as a computer, yes, you are a nerd. I ran some of the calculations.
Control.
Got him.
Control. Nerd. How many credits do I have, including today's per diem?
What we're talking about now is just you don't have to spend any credits. We're gonna get to your per diem in a second. But I guess you want to know if you can upgrade again?
Yes, I'm looking to sort of upgrade before we head out on our next...
case, it's very special being in this field because it's one of the few fields where it's like there's no half version of it. So if you were to upgrade the senses, hear more, see more, smell more, which are usually 500 credits for each one, you would get halfway to the full level with that one. And same with with lab level one. You will eventually get, today, 200 law credits. So you won't be able to upgrade today. But if you're asking Control to calculate which you're more likely to upgrade next, it would be the senses.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if I convinced Torrance to get the smell more, just so that he could know when somebody's baking a pie on a windowsill and he can just go and fucking sniff it up like an old cartoon character... That would be nice. I think that would be a pretty cool prank to just be like, do the smell more.
I cannot have smell more and be your partner, Creed. It's just not going to happen.
It's not
going
to happen because I'm just going to get you to smell out all sorts of treats for me. What kind of perks do I get for being the weapon, the weapon X, if you will?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of information for you, Creed. And so let's get Torrance to make his choice first. Or are you too willing to, or trying to make this choice in Congress?
Well, he never really listens to me because
I think I will make this choice. So just so I'm clear, Control, I currently have the choice between hear more, see more, smell more, or sort of the lab upgrade. What about the spy equipment? I know that there was that option as well.
Yeah. So this is part of the spy upgrade. There is one other upgrade you can get, which is a body modification.
I don't like piercings.
I tried to give him a temporary tattoo one time, and he passed out. It wasn't good. The tattoo was of Kermit the Frog, which would have looked sick. I honestly would have looked sick on his arm, but that's just the way it is.
On an arm? Seems like an odd place for Kermit the Frog.
Well, where would you put it?
I don't know. Control. Somewhere he can kind of sit his shoulder. Okay, Control. You also have access to the spy equipment of, where are they? I'm a computer.
Loading.
Loading.
It's loading.
Yeah, I really like the update that they just added. That like it's just like, oh my god, it's taking so long, but it's just him taking so
getting
long.
Getting rid of stress simulation program. Back to being a normal computer. You can buy Ligadron. Would you like me to read the description of Ligadron?
Yes, please.
Tired of your bones being attached? No problem. Squeeze to the size of an inch. Requiring a digit scan, you may change the width of your body by releasing all your bones from their joints.
I want that. Say no more. I want that.
No. You haven't heard what's behind door number two, Torrance.
That's it.
I've heard many doors.
Standard
Legatron,
three door choice here.
Legatron is what I'm going with.
So Legatron, you will get the full level one upgrade, which will be that you have to roll lower than the digit, and the digit scan for you right now will be a D12. And so digit will always be D20. So you, right now, in order to squeeze through a space, will have to roll a D20 to squeeze through it. We'll have to roll a D12 against a D20 digit scan.
Gotcha.
Okay. Ligatron, you have been upgraded.
Yes.
Torrance is upgraded.
I feel different.
Do you feel different?
I feel like I can sort of, I can hear my kneecaps, which is weird.
Do you want me to lower the kneecap volume?
Could you control? I wasn't sure if that was...
I mixed it to your right ear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why.
That's fine for now. That's fine for now. That's fine when you turn on a Mac and the Mac just decides that that's the ear you want to hear it in. That's fine. If I could only go back in time and tell Apple computers, hey, don't do that without telling me and make me think for an entire morning I'm deaf. Please stop that. Please stop that, Apple Mac. Officer Creed.
Yeah, what up?
You have previously worked in Vice.
Yeah,
Through your work in Vice, you have obtained what are called tolerances.
Mm.
This is a debilitating thing which allows you to use the powers of drugs without actually taking them or turning control offline. Would you like to hear the description of drugs in Remander?
Hell yeah, I do, because drugs are my shit.
Control keeps a record of everything you say, Creed. You should really not be saying this stuff at work.
Okay, nerd.
Control. Drugs in Remander create magical abilities. This will shut control off, meaning all upgrades cannot be used. The more tolerance built up, the more powerful the drugs become. It may also cause problems for using upgrades. Rule-wise, drugs are a simple dice contest between characters if in a fight with another drug user. What is called on the street a wizard battle. I will describe to you the drugs you can get upgrades. So what you'll get is three times a day, you will get the ability to use this power with no consequences at a sort of lowered rate. So first is Rage, which will allow you super strength for three turns. In that super strength itself, the Rage drug, which you guys fought what's called a suspected mega in the courtyard the last episode.
Yeah, I believe I coined a nickname for it as Goliath or something. It was pretty cool.
Yep, as a computer, I trust you totally remember it, because computers always remember. So you'll get D10 damage. You can actually cause damage, which is something that you cannot do right now as a very flimsy citizen of Remander.
I'm flimsy as hell.
And you'll have a damage threshold, which is different than the passive health, which you have normally. A damage threshold will mean that while in this mode, you will have 5 health no matter what, as opposed to passive health. Would you like Control to explain passive health?
Yes, please.
Passive health. There are upgrades to create armor for law enforcement and criminals alike. However, like everyday life, our health depends just on how we are feeling. There are instances of triumph and tragedy in this real life fact. We've heard of people getting hit by cars and living, and people who slip and die from a minor injury. Passive health works like this. Roll a d20 when health becomes relevant, i.e. someone attacks you, you fall, you enter a dangerous situation. This means, yes, a player can die instantly from an action they are unprepared for.
That's gonna be a bummer.
I'm sorry, I laugh when I'm terrified and shitting my pants.
Yeah, he's I smelled it. He's pooped. Could you clean up his poo in his pants? Is that a feature?
executing poop controls.
That was
Just a sound effect, though. You know that, right? I just play a sound effect. You still have to change your pants. It's just for your own comfort, you know?
Well, you know, it did help. It made it feel like something was being done.
Yeah. I got you. That's rage. Spit hands. You can shoot caustic streams of gas from your hands, either acid or smoke. Control a 5-foot area around you for 3 turns. You can melt things with 1d6 damage per turn.
Jesus. Can you slow down? I'm writing this stuff down. I don't have I can't write very fast.
Creed, you can
only refer back to. If only you had been emailed a player's guide.
That's true. I think I was, but, you know, I'm busy.
I'm going to run through them and sort of describe less of the mechanics and more of the fun parts of them. There's two types of spit hands. You can have the same one with smoke, which can blind and damage equipment.
Hell yeah.
Allowing you to sort of take down locks, computers, things like that.
Oh, Drogonj, hell yeah.
Drogonj, which is the ability to breathe fire. And Fuelinol, which makes you faster in general, not just in terms of your actual speed, but tasks, things like that. The ability to think will be faster. So let's say you have a task that is hacking into something, you may get an advantage in being able to do that a little bit faster or have more time will elapse that is in player turns.
Okay. So 3 times a day I can use rage or spit hands or the one that makes me super fast?
Or Drogonj, which allows you to breathe fire.
Drogonj. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Breathing fire also has a consequence that you can set things ablaze. Acid will stop once you stop. Same with smoke. Okay. You will have to affect that damage. You also have the... Drogonj can be quite effective as a thing because you can literally set something on fire, creating damage after the fact. This is the only of the magical drugs that allow you to do something lasting.
So, I have a question. Drogonj give you acid reflux? Because it's got bad. I can eat a lot of Pepto-Bismol to recover.
Do you currently, control, scanning for GERD. Scanning. You currently don't have GERD.
Shit, yeah.
So you will be good otherwise, if you had GERD.
I'm glad to know I don't have GERD.
Perfectly appropriate for the amount of silliness it is. Do you have burp disease? GERD. You got burp disorders? GERD. Real name, real illness. I've got it. So
I just checked my email, and the player's guide I was sent actually does not download. So
fun.
Hold up, let me check if mine it downloads just real quick.
No, you can do that while...
I'll do it after.
Yeah.
I'll check it later. It takes a long time to load up. My password's like 900 digits long, and I don't know why I made it so long, and that's probably why I haven't read the email. It's just going to take me a couple hours.
Whoever gets hacked ever. Can I be honest? Whoever gets hacked ever. Because everybody that ever tells me to have, like, my social security card, my number, and all those stupid things, they're the ones that always get hacked.
Yep,
it's like, we have high security, we get hacked. Me? Password is password. Never been hacked. Go ahead, broadcasting on the internet, my password is password. Have fun. Not going to happen. You're not going to do it.
No, it's pretty rare.
So, do any of those interest you? Do you want to ask questions about any of them?
I like the Drogonj pretty good, but... I'm thinking spit hands would be better, to be honest, because you can take down like security systems and stuff. And I want to be like, you know, I want to be a weapon, but at the same time, I kind of want to help Torrance, you know, kind of stealth it out.
I really appreciate that, Creed.
Yeah, stick it up your ass, Torrance.
I was thanking you.
Yeah. Well, we can't have nice moments, okay? Because we're partners. We're not friends.
All right. Well. Okay. So good to know where we stand on that.
You're also invited to Wing Night. It's next Tuesday.
I'm glad to see you have affected the standard workplace protocol of making people feel like they're welcome, but at the same time, not really being their friend, but sort of building a weird Easter egg Kinder ball of friendship, and when you open up the Kinder ball, inside is no friendship toy. It's a sticker from Disney's Cars.
Well, as long as it's not Cars 3, I'm good.
You have been upgraded successfully. Let's talk per diems. You guys will get 200 law credits a day and 200 black market credits a day. You can combine those in the law sector because of your position as internal affairs. You'll be able to use those internally as law credits as well. However, outside of the law HQ, you won't be able to use those that per diem.
Okay.
So you'll have to earn money. Say, for example, if you want an upgrade that isn't something you can buy at the law HQ, something perhaps like your appearance, if you wanted to change how you looked, you would have to go and earn credits in a cosmetics credit guild.
So how do you make money outside of law?
Control.
Outside of the law.
In the world of Remander, merit-based economy is meant to protect different guilds and economies from outside sort of takeovers. So should you want, for example, what we just said about cosmetic surgery, you would have to go and do a favor or some sort of task for a cosmetic surgeon if they don't accept your black market credits. Of course, in internal affairs, there are no law consequences for you using black market vendors of these things. However, if you don't have enough black market credits, you will have to do criminal enterprises, which is also allowed considering it's part of your investigation.
Okay.
Okay.
Understood.
So, because we're undercover, we're the brothers undercover, that is inappropriate. I shouldn't have done that. Because we're
scanning,
undercover.
Scanning. It's an underrated movie. I was just talking about that movie. A, the soundtrack is fucking awesome. Bootsy Collins and Snoop Dogg do the theme song for... excuse me, did you hear me right? Yes. Bootsy Collins and Snoop Dogg do the theme song for a movie with Eddie Griffin and yes, am I saying it right? Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris is... Yes, he is an Eddie. Yeah.
NPH.
Yeah, he plays like the scientist, doesn't he?
That's incredible.
Spoiler alert. Go watch Undercover Brother. Neil Patrick Harris rips someone's spine out, I believe.
Thanks, Control. I'm
thinking of the right movie.
Thank you for the movie for the movie recommendation. That's part of your software, or is that just your personal?
What's odd is I have IMDb downloaded, but just the movies of Eddie Griffin.
Oh, nice. So you got
so that
weird...
and that weird Irish one.
The what about the Blast one that like went straight to DVD? Where
the new
like,
guy.
The new guy. Yeah,
that has Eddie Griffin in it too. Is that why I'm conflagrating the new guy? And jeez, Control needs to get updated on its Eddie Griffin software. Anyway, as undercover brothers, you're going to turn this mother out. And so you have access to anywhere. You can do anything with no impunity. Of course, there will be certain times where there are sort of tribunes and sort of making sure that you're up and up with Commander Zebra.
All right. I think at this point, Creed, I think we've heard, you know, a lot about, we've both been upgraded.
Yep.
Control, where, have we been assigned anywhere for today?
Control, information. You two are completely on your own and operate with autonomy. However, you are standing in a courtyard. You see around you several officers, one of which has sent you an informational data download.
Okay,
the mega you have seen has emerged from a floor in the Law HQ. There are three rooms up there which have been obviously tampered with.
Okay, I would like to go, Creed, I think we should go investigate those rooms.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea. I'm just going to follow you in this one because I'm a bit hungover, had a crazy night last night.
I keep telling you to not do that before work days.
But then when am I going to get drunk? When am I going to get drunk?
That's what weekends are for.
Torrance, when am I going to get drunk?
Control, let's go. We're going to go check out those rooms. Can you meet us there?
Control.
Duo Tales from Remander is a joint venture between Jim and Queen Jupiter, Deepu Gill, Stream Guru, Waldolfa Shark Media, The Jupiter Boys, Bill Moore, The Flavor Department, Mike Falick, and Big. Weasel Little Weasel LLC. Duo is an open source tabletop RPG game. For all the rules or to give us ideas, go to duothegame.com.